Hey, my audioboo friends. As promised, or perhaps threatened, here comes another February number 24. The topic today, or rather the topic for February 24th, was your favorite TV show that you like watching now. Well, I have my main one, which is MASH. A good old drama comedy from the 70s that took place at a Mobile Army Surgical Hospital in Korea during the war, in the Korean War in the 1950s. And I loved watching that show. I watched two episodes every day from Monday and Tuesday, because I'm not home Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. I wish I was, because I'd watch it then too. But they have two episodes at noon every day on the History Channel here in Canada. And I diligently watch it. I must have seen every single episode probably 30 times. I, more often than not, can probably answer the dialogue as the show progresses, but I never get tired of it. The other show I like to watch from time to time when I catch it is any of the Star Treks, be it The Next Generation, original Star Trek, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, any of them, whatever I can catch, whenever I have a chance and they come across my my TV screen. Of new shows, there's not much I really enjoy. I don't like any of the reality shows. I find a lot of the sitcoms, they just don't do it for me. A friend of mine lent me The Big Bang Theory, a couple of DVDs of that, and my wife and my daughter watched it and enjoys the episodes. I watched a few of them, and you'd think that a geek like me would really get into The Big Bang, and it's interesting. I'm not saying it's not, but even that, at some point, there's just something that just is long-winded about it. I don't know what it is, but again, it's my opinion. I know there's, it's won Emmys, and the actors on there have won awards for their portrayal of the different characters and how geeky and nerdy they can be, and they have references to Star Trek. So one would say, well, then you must. And I do enjoy the references to Star Trek, the references to Linux and Ubuntu, and some things that kind of make me chuckle and go. And they're funny because they go right over my wife and my daughter's head. Whereas they make me laugh because it's just like little inside jokes. What else? New shows. I like, I kind of like Storage Wars. That's kind of can be fun at times, although I found out that it's all fixed, so that makes it less fun. There's a show called How It's Made, which explains to you how things are fabricated, and they go through step-by-step process. Both my daughter and I really like that. Any documentary, any UFO documentary, I'm hooked. Absolutely. So I like watching Ancient Aliens, and there's a few others that used to be on. I think Ancient Aliens is coming back. They've got some new episodes starting very soon. In fact, if they're not already started, and I hope they dedicate it to Philip Coppens, who was one of the researchers, the UFO researchers, who died suddenly this past year. Did he die in 2013 or 2012? I can't remember. But I think it may have been in January or maybe December, but very, very recently. Yeah, Philip Coppens. If you watch some Ancient Aliens, he's the fellow who looks, I don't know if he's Greek. He's not the guy with the funny hair. That's the Greek fellow. The one with whose hair looks like an alien. I mean that in the nicest ways, of course, because I love all these guys. I just love what they have to say. But Philip Coppens is the one that looked kind of longish hair, curly, slick back, looked Greek. Anyway, if you ever watch a show, they usually write their names underneath. So, just trying to think of what else. There's Pawn Stars. That's P-A-W-N Stars. Okay, Pawn Stars. I don't want to mispronounce that or think people are mishearing it. I really, really enjoy that show because you get to learn all about all sorts of artifacts and anything from guitars to medieval helmets to there's all sorts of things that you learn about in Pawn Stars. I'm just trying to think if there's any other shows that I watch on a regular, semi-regular basis. I'm sure there is. Just none of them pop out of me right now. No, I guess I'll have to stick with those tried and true. Especially with MASH. All right, so that's it. Thank you for listening. And I will come back to you maybe in a few minutes. No, it's 9:30. I'm almost at work. So at lunchtime, I will do another February. It'll be February 25. Yes, 25. And yeah, hopefully I can get through all these Februaries by the time I drive home this evening and get them done, get them under my belt, so to speak, and we will no longer talk about this. Nah, it's been good, but for some reason I just wasn't into it this year. Just February didn't do it. And it wasn't the topics, it had nothing to do with that. It was just, I guess maybe this year for some reason I sort of had the February blahs. And, of course, falling and hurting my arm didn't help. It's really kind of a bummer and a few other things, too, that just kind of... I think my daughter's going through some sun withdrawals. I know I haven't seen... I can't even remember the last time I saw that big ball of fire in the sky. I hope we see it soon. And it would be nice to have some warmth on the old shoulder and recuperate, right, to the singing of birds. That's nice. That's a nice thought. I think I'll leave you all with that thought for this very bleak, gray, snowy Montreal morning. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.